My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, how do our scammers Mavis Mills and Belinda know so much about each other? Listen! And enjoy.
If she was the original one.
All right, so if you go, it's not the same person.
Not now.
All right. But they did say to you several months ago that they weren't close, didn't they?
No, they said they were close. They were best friends from England.
They were close?
They were very good friends from England.
But as we progressed, wasn't there a segment in there that said they weren't?
Yes, recently.
Yes.
Then if they're not that close, how do they know so much information?
Yeah.
Are you saying they might be lying?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I've never, Joseph. This is your ex-girlfriend and my current girlfriend you're talking about.
Understand.
Take it. I challenge you to a duel.
Oh, believe me, I've been listening to the poetry and everything the past 3 weeks. I have an attachment to this. But for the simple reason, they know so much information right now, but they're not really that close. That's a red flag right there, isn't it?
They were best buddies, and then all of a sudden she backpedaled, Mavis. I mean,
backpedaled.
I was like, I don't know her that well.
Yeah, not so much. But you know enough information right there where they got all this information.
Yeah, but got it wrong. Knows that he went to Ghana and stayed in a hotel, but thinks that they met. Now, how come? You know, some information you're getting some of it wrong. This is keep going. This is getting. It's curiouser and curiouser.
She goes, Agnes told me that you guys are going to meet. That was a long time. I go, seems like you guys were pretty close. Because remember, they said they were.
Yeah.
She goes, guess we were getting to be close. I go, do you speak with her now? She goes, no. I sent her a request, but she never accepted. Now, Belinda told me that. Belinda told me that she accepted a friend request. And she asked me, should I accept it? And I said, no.
Oh, okay.
We cover that. I go, okay, well, how could I meet somebody who does not exist? Because I was going to meet Agnes.
Right.
Who is Julie Love.
Right.
Well, the picture of Julie Love.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was actually talking to a Ghanaian girl.
Right.
I thought I was talking to a scammer in Florida.
Christ.
And Christ, now everybody say, this one we talked to today thinks I'm a DJ in London. Julie thinks I'm a DJ in Miami. God damn it. Nobody knows where I am.
Maybe she'll be a DJ.
Maybe my PR girl's working on that.
Bull worms.
They have been studying black holes recently.
Yeah. I go, okay, well, how
Stephen Hawking.
So I go, how could I meet somebody who does not exist? She goes, LOL, those days are over. So put it behind you. Always put it behind you. I go, they are not over. The past creeps into the present when the past is never reconciled. That is not your problem, though, so no need for you to worry about it.
Mm.
She goes, okay, but I like Belinda, because to me, she's a good woman. I go, I love Belinda. Still, I have been patient with her and waited. She wants us to marry. She knows it is possible, but it is also possible we will split ways. I cherish honesty above all else.
Mm.
By the way, today's the day I was supposed to be talking to Belinda on video chat.
Oh.
To remember, because when we last left, I was going to be talking to Belinda on the video.
Oh, right, right.
So instead, I'm talking to Mavis.
Mm.
Two-timer.
Mm. She goes, that's nice. I go, what is nice? That you love her, she says. I go, it might be nice. It might be the biggest mistake of my life.
Ooh.
Time will tell. She goes, you don't have to wish that. I go, I don't wish that. Sometimes people misunderstand my patience and loyalty for stupidity. She goes, oh. I go, I know a lot of things I do not share. I have told you as much. I have told Belinda as much. She goes, that's nice.
No, it's not.
I go, it is. Sometimes I think I'd be better off being a Mugu.
That's nice.
Then I see a story about another corpse, another victim, and I'm thankful that I know what I know.
Ooh.
She goes, Davin, since we are friends, can I tell you something?
What?
I go, you could tell me anything. She goes, do you know why you get heartbroken? I guess it's my time to get on the couch, Joe. Scooch over. I guess I should have told her my song for me and Belinda. You know, I actually had a song with Flory, too.
Oh, God.
It was a breakup song, too. Yeah.
See, there's some psychology behind that, too, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Girl I Used to Know by Gautier. That way me and Flory were always breaking up. I sent her that. I go, this is like our song. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember
that? Oh, my God. you with the breakup songs and girls.
It doesn't work out well for me, except for Miss Forever upstairs.
No, but maybe you're sort of like, I mean, you're setting
you picked a
up
better
for
song.
Disaster.
Yeah, really. Positive, you picked a song with more positive message.
You're right. Yeah. Maybe, maybe I'm telegraphing myself.
You are.
Mm, and I'm using outdated technology, too. A telegraph job.
Gotcha.
Okay. So she goes, you like that one?
Yes.
She goes, I have a collection of them in the back. She goes, do you know why you get heartbroken? You always want someone to tell you what you want to hear. That's the problem you have. You always want a person to say yes to what you say.
Oh.
I go, no, Mavis, you're incorrect. What you do not understand is I know things others wish I do not know. I never assume. I fact checked. I verify. When you have lived the life I have and gotten to be close with the types of people I have on both sides of the law, you get privy to things.
Ooh.
I'm kind of like Kevin.
Yeah, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, a taste of your own medicine doesn't feel so good, does it, fake Devin?
She goes, I assume you were talking about our history. I go, so do you want my opinion on Adrian or do you want me to say what you wish to hear? She goes, yes, I would love to hear it. The guy has predator written all over him. That is my instinct. That is my expertise. You do as you wish. She goes, okay. I go, you still think I'm not a good person, don't you? She goes, a little. I go, so why do you talk to me? Why do you ask my opinion?
Yeah.
She goes, because I feel there is a good person in you. All of a sudden, I'm Darth Vader. I go, so what have I done to you to think I'm not a good person? She goes, Davin, I'm sorry. I got to go. Let's talk later. Okay. I go, okay, what kind of an awkward place to leave things?
Yeah.
My time is up in the cafe. See ya. Okay, see ya. I would still love to know how you think I wronged you. And we'll leave it there.
And she said, bye.
Well, there's more.
Oh. Bye.
But we'll leave it there.
Hmm.
I think that, you want me to go on? I mean, I can go on a little bit more. It's getting late.
It's getting late.
No, leave it there, and then we'll find out what she thinks you did to her next time.
You like?
My stories.
You like?
Yeah. Yeah.
Found some good stuff tonight, right?
Yeah.
I find it funny that she's analyzing. You want to show that we were doing psychoanalysis.
I know.
We'll have one of our, we even had the scammers check in to see what the deal is.
I know. It's like, okay, so now you know Davin's a comedian. So now what do you think his hurt is? Well, fake Davin, I think that you want people to tell you what you want to hear. Yeah. You're not listening to what they're really saying.
He gets psychoanalyzed.
Interesting. And how come you keep sending us breakup songs? Ha, ha, ha.
You know, I just can never make it work with these scammers.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.